So welcome to this first class comprehension oral, tem oral, or oral comprehension and improvised translation. That's what it is, really. Okay, so first of all, I want to have a little look at BBC podcasts and other things. And so I have this little pile of things, and this is the slide of things which I do not recommend. Okay, that is to say, for preparing this particular test. Of course, it's great fun to watch The Crown in 1899. This will not help you with the test. It's easy. It's too diluted. There are too many visual cues. You can see what they're going to say before they say it. Also, they're the royal family. They don't have Australian accents or South African accents, and so on. The other thing I don't recommend is the comedy. Now, if your English is absolutely excellent, then you could probably teach this class, and you don't need to be taking it. But normally, Friday night comedy will just be too difficult because you need to know what politician made a joke about what advert this week. And otherwise it's not funny. So I don't recommend them. And the last one I didn't recommend here. Oh yeah, that I don't really recommend the news for the same reason. That it's very, very concentrated. And the actual news, what happened today. Because it's very often like, what happened, it's just like the French news, that if it's about Ukraine, that if you didn't watch yesterday's, you miss it out. So it can be very, very concentrated. So I would say that the comedy and the news are too concentrated, and the series are too diluted. So those are the ones I do not recommend. And so here are the ones that I do recommend. The one that I recommend, the one we're going to be working on today, is Desert Island Discs. Now, does anybody know anything about this? It's extremely old. It's like 50 years old. And what they do is they invite a not very famous person, but a well-known person who might be a... Well, here we have a couple of examples. A tailor, a chef, a model, and the deputy chief executive of the British Council. Yes, well-known people, not famous people, well-known people. And they ask them to imagine that they are going to be stranded on a desert island. And it's a rather strange desert island because they're not worried about starving to death, apparently. And they're allowed to take with them 8 songs. It used to be 8 records when we had records. These are like kind of circular things that you get music from. Forget it. So you take with you 8 songs, 1 book, and 1 luxury. And this is an excuse, really, to get them to tell... I'll cut it out of the recording. Now, it's also a rather unusual desert island in that the desert island already has a copy of the complete works of Shakespeare and a Bible. Like desert islands normally do, this is just because they don't want everybody to choose the same book. And there you go. But what I like about it for this thing is that at the very beginning, the presenter gives like a 3 or 4 minute summary of who the person is, and it goes quite fast. And I highly recommend that. In fact, I highly recommend the other thing about podcasts, of course, is you can listen to them several times. If you listen to the first 4 minutes of any Desert Island Disc ones, I don't know how much you will understand. I expect you to understand 60 or 70%, most of you. Huh? Which is good, yeah? Listen to it 5 times until you've really got it. So I highly recommend. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So... also recommend the Life Scientific. It's nice to get out of just newsy and biographical thing. The Life Scientific is actually also an interview, tell us your life story thing. But it's for scientists, which is not bad because they actually quite like scientific subjects on this test. Yeah, and there's one every week. There's 300 online, which is far too many. And so, what did you do after your doctorate? How did you become interested in the scientific speciality you're studying today? So it's quite chatty. Otherwise, I recommend In Our Time. This is more History of Ideas, and you can see there some examples. That this is the last few. I think there are 1,200 of the episodes online. This is really for people who love history. The 1,200 is, but 2 or 3. And so you can see Wilfred Owen, the First World War poet. Berthe Morisot, so the French woman impressionist. the Knights Templar, you know, a medieval thingy, the electron science, yeah, and these are always discussions. The danger with this test is the student, when you lose marks in this test, if you say, well, first of all, the man says, and then the woman says, blah, 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 and then the man says, and then the woman says, and so you need to make sure you're not going to say, and then the man says. You say, the guest then raises a different question.
Ah.
Yeah. Now, I know, because the thing is that your English is much better than, and then the man says. But when you're under pressure, you go down to, and then the man says, and then the woman says. And so you really need to, if you prepare in advance things like that, and then the guest raises a different question. Just prepare, just cheat. I mean, not cheat, but prepare them. When I did my A-level French, I may have told you, I'd prepared in advance this sentence. Il s'agit d'un phénomène assez répandu. On peut le poser n'importe quel sujet. Hein. Il s'agit d'un phénomène assez répandu. So, I recommend that one. Similar sort of idea. This is more newsy. What is happening this week in particular? And again, you know, I would say work on the first 5 minutes of any. I mean, because you have many years to just listen and learn stuff, but you're not supposed to do that this year. You're preparing for an exam, yeah. So just work on the first 5 minutes every time. Listen three times, four times. You know, it takes time, but it works. It works. One more. And a few more. These are all sort of specialised news. So Woman's Hour obviously is cold news. When I say it's cold news, I mean it's not, you know, what happened in the last 5 hours. It's cold news. What's happening this month? Walescast is what's happening in Wales. Access All is what's happening from the point of view of disabled people. And front row is the latest news in the world of the arts and the cinema. Now, I don't know if you are interested in cinema, but I recommend cinema programs because the jury likes cinema. And this is for a very simple reason, that the jury is made up half of literary people, a few linguisticians, and half of historians. And cinema is what they can't do stuff about literature, because we don't care about literature as historians. They can't really do stuff about history for the opposite reason. So the cinema often appears, the cinema. So make sure you have the vocabulary, you know, the director, the screenplay, the camera work. Not highly technical, but the generally semi-technical vocabulary of cinema. I really, really recommend you have it in there. Secondly, but we'll come back to this, and we're going to do a bit of Temohal first, and we'll come back to this question. Secondly, I recommend having just a rigid structure for what you're going to do. That is to say, one sentence on what kind of program it is, one sentence on the tone of the discussion, one sentence on, this is to stop you beginning, first of all the man says and then the woman says. So for example, you begin, this appears to be an extract from a current affairs program. Now, this is English, which you understand easily, but when you're under pressure, you say, first there's a man who says, yeah, okay, yeah, this appears to be an extract from, okay, so current affairs programme, une émission d'actualité. What are the other kinds of programme that it might be, if it's not a current affairs programme? What are the other, une émission culturelle in English? It's a good question, isn't it? Oh, come on. Je veux bien que vous ayez tort, mais j'insiste que vous deviniez. Une émission culturelle qui parle donc du cinéma, de l'exposition qui est passée au musée. This is an arts program, with the S, yeah, an arts program. An arts program can include the cinema and the theatre, not just painting, yeah? Yeah, an arts program. Yeah, we have arts programs, we have current affairs programs. What else might we have? A human interest program. You know, the story of Siamese twins who've been separated and who are very happy 20 years later. Yeah, for example. You know, difficult to translate, but yeah, it's very close there. Yeah, this is what we say, human interest. Well, what is important is not, for example, it's a good example, the example of Siamese twins, because I can imagine how emotional it is for the people involved, but it's not, there are not millions. So it's not really, it's not a political question, because there's not enough. Yeah. So yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What else might we have? A foreign affairs program. Yeah. A talk show. Yeah, a talk show. You know, Le Touche Pas Mon Poste, or some of them are better still. Okay. In any case, have a check and get make sure you have that vocabulary ready. A sports program. And then I recommend, because you do what you like, but one thing that you see, this is again, it's to get away from the thing, first the man said, then the woman said. Says, the discussion takes place in a chatty atmosphere. Or, it's quite a highbrow discussion, quite an intellectual discussion. Yeah. So I recommend one sentence on the tone, because there's always something to say about the tone. So you're not going straight into first the man said, then the woman said. Now, if I remember correctly, the precise instructions, it included a certain amount of contextualization. It's perfectly possible. So this kind of debate has become very common in recent years. Si c'est vrai, hein? Now, really, I'm really talking about the first six or seven sentences. That's all, but that's what gives the impression. Yeah, that's what gives the first impression, which is very, very important. So it could be chatty. That's very friendly, and you know, yeah, hi, Bill. It's good to have you. Yeah, or on the contrary, it could be rather a formal exchange. Your Highness, or whatever, or your Excellency, are bishops your Excellency as well? I can't remember. I think they are. Yeah, or anything in between. It appears to be a humorous program. I highly recommend beginning. It appears to be, because you know you've only listened to it once. You haven't been told details about it. It appears to be. It seems to be. And this is where you get the other thing about grammar, you see, because when you're under pressure, again, you simplify your grammar. Yeah. But this is an exam, you want to show how good your grammar is. And so let's see if I recommend you artificially introduce a modal in the past. The guest may have been thinking about, it doesn't matter what you say, but you stick in a modal in the past. Because that shows you. I mean, it's exam technique, you know. But really, I mean, certainly, when I'm on a jury like this, I'm listening as past modal. Not that they have to have one, but it's definite bonus point. Whereas, of course, it may be that the person who doesn't use any modals knows all the modals. But your job is to show what you know, not just to know it. And a couple of other slightly sophisticated structures. Think in advance. You know, how can I fit? I mean, that's quite an easy one. Yeah. Because if they say something, you know, she may have been referring to, you're not quite sure, you know, that's a quite an easy one to do. What else did I have to say about that? Yes, again, you know, it may be that you recognise an accent, that they're American or Australian or South African or from the north of England. Now, you could say this. But of course, it would be better to hedge because you're probably not certain. And otherwise, you see, I have the impression she's speaking with an American accent. Yeah, I have the impression. Yeah, notice that I have the impression is the correct register. I get the impression is a little familiar. Yeah, I have the impression.
And what's Amanda?
That's fine. That's fine too. That's nice and high. Yeah. In general, you will be expected to speak in relatively formal English. Now, this is getting difficult because even on Radio 4 these days, if you listen to the newsreaders, well, not the newsreaders, the presenters, they will say, "Now we're gonna listen to." It's even on the BBC Radio 4, gonna. Now, the oral of the aggregation is the time to not say gonna. Yeah, going to. Going to, yeah, so it can be a normal pronunciation. It doesn't have to be going to, but yeah, no, gonna, wanna. It's not the right moment. They really don't want this. Yeah, I mean, they understand that. You know that we're getting more and more gunners and wanners. This is because of the wonderful television series, which are wonderful, but you know they gunner and wanner you away. Now I have a few more. I had a couple more things, but what were they? I can't just doing all this without notes.
Maybe we should have a sentence to say how many people are
voting. Oh, of course, yes. And again, you know, they like you. The thing is that they like you to understand things. So, so today we have Claire Smith, who's an anthropology professor at St Andrews University. An anthropology professor at St Andrews University. Now, you must repeat those exact words, because if you don't, then at the questions you say, "Oh, what was her exact job?" Yeah, because it's a little difficult. You're an anthropology professor at St Andrews University, and so they want the exact words, you know. And of course, if you didn't get it, then you know she's an academic writer. I'm afraid I didn't catch. Yeah. There will be things you don't understand. Don't pretend you understand them. They know better than you. And that's the other thing as well. When they ask the question back, you know, suppose you didn't understand she was an anthropology professor, and they say, "What was her exact job?" Remember to say, I'm afraid I didn't quite catch that. Yeah. You know, faut pas dire, I don't know. Et même, I'm sorry, I don't know. C'est pas très bon. I'm afraid, c'est ce qu'on dit, especially in slightly formal English. I'm afraid I didn't catch that. Yeah. And of course, if they're saying, "Did you catch the point she made right at the end about Christmas?" Say, "I'm afraid I didn't. Vous allez pas dire, no." Because that's really bad. It's actually really rude. I have this difficulty when I came to France, you know, when you're going to a shop and said, Est-ce que vous vendez ceci? Et on me répond, non. Bon, en Angleterre, je reviens plus à ce magasin. Hein? Mm. But en France, à la fin, je suis allé parce que... Okay, so those are some important bits, yeah. And again, the point is to move away from, "And then the man said," "And then the woman said," which is not as easy as it sounds, because you're under pressure. You've just had a whole load of other things, and you don't want to make any mistakes. But you have to show your stuff. Okay. Well, I do have some. What's the word? What do I have? I have some Desert Island Discs, but first of all I have some improvised translation, Dem Ohal. Now the aim of this is, this exercise is quite impossible, okay? That's the idea. The aim of this is to put it, it's aimed above your head, and they want to see that you don't fall into the most obvious mistakes, yeah? Because many of the mistakes that you wouldn't normally make if you had a bit of time, and you wouldn't make in writing, when you're asked immediately, and so, you know, donc c'est marqué, hier il y a eu un accident, et même à votre niveau, il y en a qui vont dire, yesterday there has been, which is a good, je parle au nombre du jury, under pressure, you know, even to the very basic mistakes like that, you know, there has been instead of there was, you know. So the thing is that if you avoid the major mistakes, if you add more verbs and reduce the number of nouns, yep. if you move away from the Latinate words as much as you can, yeah. And when it says pédagogique, you find a structure with teaching, if possible, yeah. Information pédagogique, a training course for teaching, something like that, you know. Then you'll be fine. So let's do some of that first. Oh dear! No, it's all right. I'm not worried for me. I'm worried for you. Okie dokie. Je dois prendre des notes en même temps. Je me prépare déjà moi-même. Okay, so I can't remember exactly how long you get. But that doesn't really matter, actually. You don't get enough time, is the answer.
You've got 2 minutes to read and start.
No, I'm sure it's not 10 minutes. I think it's two, yes. Let me just see it very quickly. Actually,
to read the text, they have to translate.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's two minutes. Here we go. Quand c'est pour l'oral de la création interne, je ne sais pas pourquoi il faut venir encore, tout est marqué. Hein. C'est description générale, document sonore, thème oral. Ah, il y a 10 minutes en tout. Il y a 10 minutes en tout. Oui, il faut à un moment le présenter. Alors, je ne sais pas, moi, je veux dire 4-5 minutes pour faire la traduction. You're not supposed to write out your entire translation, just notes. And they will even check this. I mean, you don't have time, but yeah, they will even check this. You're not allowed to write out your entire translation. Yeah, you have to write notes. So what you're going to do is write down keywords and also key structures. So let's see if we can do the first one. And I have a timer. And here you have the title. This is automatic PowerPoint finding a picture. It doesn't really matter if we use the exact amount of time. Let's do 3 minutes this time. So on the next page, in a moment, there are 150 words on this subject from Le Monde. And I haven't translated it either. I mean, obviously it's easier for me. That's the title.
Okay. Do you translate the title?
Well, I think that they actually give you that beforehand. But I don't know. I mean, that's one of those questions where there must be a website somewhere that will tell you. Yeah. So let me open up a new thing here. Okay, where is it gone? Yeah, and again, you know, the thing is that everybody does it quite badly, so you only need to make less mistakes than the other people. Yeah, it is extremely hard. I mean, who translates like that? Nobody ever would. Now I'm just trying to find something here. Yes. Okay. You ready? 3 minutes from now. Well, it's Christmas. Okay, stop. I'm not going to get you to immediately do it the first time. I'm going to look at some of the methods involved. One thing I forgot in my general advice, and especially something that women have often been taught to do, if you make a mistake in the exam, don't apologise. They're not interested. I mean, they've just seen 20 people and they're going to see 20 more. They're exhausted. It's not very well paid. So, I mean, you can say, oh, I'm afraid I didn't get that. That's fine. But you can say, don't say 10 times, oh, I'm sorry. If this, don't do it. They don't want you to hear it. People do this, but don't do it. They don't like it. Okay, so here then a couple of things. First of all, let's have a couple of difficulties of vocabulary. Qui exploite les terrains agricoles? Say again? No, qui exploite les terrains agricoles?
Which exploits country lands confiscated from...
Okay, exploit, no. Yeah. Working on is good. Farming is best. Yeah, farming. Yeah, exploits is the problem of the Latin thing. Yeah, it's not that it's absolutely impossible. But no English person would ever say exploiting agricultural land. So that's difficult. So this is one of the things I recommend, that when you begin, have a look through those words close to French. And sometimes, of course, it's fine. You can use the same word in English, but sometimes you can't. Yeah. So I put which farms lands which have been consecrated, which have been confiscated from the mafia? Yeah, which farms lands
taken from?
Well, confiscated is more official, you see. I see what you're doing. You're trying to move away from the Latin, which is good. But this is very formal. It is that the judges, the tribunal, has taken this land from the mafia. It's not this little organization has not taken it. I assume. Yes, I'm pretty sure. Right at the very beginning, la lutte contre la mafia. Fight is good, yeah. And I would, I think even better is fighting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fighting is even better, yeah. So I would be starting in Paris. Fighting against the mafia has one an extra good thing about it, because now it can go along with enjoying a homemade focaccia with a dash of olive oil from the Puy region. Or you could eat, because otherwise it's getting too hard, yeah. I'm improvising, yeah. Or you could eat carciofi alla giudia, Jewish style artichokes, or even a delicious dish of fresh pasta made up the same day by the chef. It could be alla Nerano with courgettes, garlic, parmesan, and basil. Basil.
When it comes to, because I think we have to say, when we change the punctuation, we have to say, okay, dash, for example, in the brackets, or I don't know, or do we, in English, would you keep the brackets or would you put dashes, and then do you have to say or not?
Well, this is temps oral, so you normally don't. I wouldn't expect you to have to do that. But again, any
it's written. I think
that's fine. Everything that's written, go and read it. I don't do that.
So would you keep brackets?
Well, this is oral, so I don't see why. In this case, the brackets are okay. Now, this is a problem, because often in French you have brackets where you don't have them in English, and that's where in the brackets it's an example. Yeah, what you do in French is y a beaucoup de grands débats politiques en France actuellement. Ouvre la parenthèse. Laïcité, coupe budgétaire, point de suspension. Des exemples. And that is why we don't use brackets in English. But here, these are not examples. These are simply explanations. Of what's in it. So here you can use it. Thank you.
And first, at the end, you said confiscated from mafia without the, and when you translate.
No, I said from the mafia.
Okay.
Yeah, from the mafia. Yeah, it is. It's the mafia. I don't know why. It's the mafia. Naturally enough, perhaps you knew that the English haven't really noticed that France has a particular geometrical shape. Yeah. So there's nothing you can do with the word hexagon. Yeah, you've got to say France. If you say hexagon, nobody will have any idea what you're talking about. Yeah. So you've got to have France, yes. Un partenariat sans précédent. I think it's too heavy, I would say, for the first time in France. Because unprecedented is, it's too dramatic, it's too melodramatic. Because c'est sans précédent en France, bon, voilà, ils ont reçu des olives de là-bas. Unprecedented is like, you know, the first time man lands on Mars. Because it's a Latin word, it's more formal, therefore more dramatic. So it's better to avoid unprecedented here. Yeah, because unprecedented is a huge thing, and here this is not a huge thing. It's a little extra nice thing. It's like it would be unprecedented if it was dangerous or dramatic or NASA had done it. And here it really is not right. Yep.
Fabriqué le jour même par le chef. Could we say daily made by the chef
no,
himself?
No, you can't. I know you can't. Do I know why you can't? I'm not sure. I think it's because. It's not the meaning. It's the grammar. The problem. You say made daily by the chef is good, and daily made by the chef is not good.
Okay.
But I can't remember.
Made daily.
Yeah, made daily. Yeah. In fact, I said made up the same day. Made up. It's very similar. Very similar. Alors, c'est la promesse tenue. These are horrible expressions, which are so French. Yeah. I said this is what is promised and delivered. It's not wonderful, but it is English. This is the promise which is made and fulfilled. Yes, but it's got to be made and fulfilled.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is what the restaurant vowed and stuck to. Something like that.
Yeah, vowed to do, and they stuck to this.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You have to pull it out of it. Yeah, but these are extreme. These are always extreme and journalistic. It's very often journalistic, and journalistic translation is harder than literary translation. In fact, certainly, very, very frequently. In fact, I'm surprised. Very often in French journalism, there are lots of sentences without verbs. No, that's normal. Lots and lots of them, and so you will be adding the verbs. But here there was no real thing. Yeah, don't. I would say the 10th arrondissement because everybody knows this word. And if you say district, you're not. If you say arrondissement, they're not going to think, she doesn't know the word district. You know, it's such an everyday word. Yeah. Sometimes if you have a choice between the French word and the English word. If it's hard, you use the English word to show you know it, but district, you know, everybody knows it.
Do we need to translate
No. You would say that in French. Rue de la Fidélité. In fact, you would say it better pronounced than me. Now, this is one I took from Le Monde this week. Probably there's too much Italian in it for them really to use something like this, but it does come up with things like this. And so what they're expecting you to trip up here. Yeah, né de l'histoire familiale qui. Now the biggest thing here. This is very classic French, and it's the idea has its roots in a family background. Huh? Yeah, but this beginning with the past participle is extremely French. Yeah, né de pomia, etc. Yeah, those are very very much things. And I'm not going to go into every bit here.
Can we say bridged the gap between France and Italy?
This is the other thing you discover when you translate things, is that it's not very well written, is it? Une histoire mon histoire familiale a jeté des passerelles entre la France et l'Italie. I mean, it's not very good French, really, but you're not there to criticise it.
Bridges.
Yeah,
build. I think building bridges is probably best. Yeah, that. The idea came from their family background, which involved building bridges between France and Italy. Not journalism, because you have to add all the verbs.
Okay.
Yeah, but in literature, yeah, because you have more verbs. Not so much. Yeah. This is improvised translation, so it's particularly